Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Don Guerra.
And I'm Leah Carter. The signs in Sam Shaw's yard included messages like, quote, "I seek truth," and, quote, "Over the hump with Trump." Now the Bedford man is fighting for his right to display the signs after the city of Bedford took issue. I spoke with Shaw, as well as an attorney for the ACLU of Indiana, for this WFHB community report. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana filed a lawsuit against the city of Bedford on behalf of a Bedford resident, Samuel Shaw. Sam Shaw is challenging the Bedford Planning and Zoning Committee's attempts to limit his yard signage. Shaw had several homemade political signs in his yard and received a letter from Bedford's Planning and Zoning Director informing him that his signs were in violation of the newly implemented City Sign Ordinance. The ordinance limits the number of signs which a resident can have in their yard and the length of time which they can display those signs for. Jan Mensch, a staff attorney at the ACLU of Indiana, said that sign ordinances are generally implemented for aesthetic or safety reasons, although he could not speak to the specific reasons why the new ordinances in Bedford were implemented. He also said that some similar types of ordinances have been deemed unconstitutional in other parts of the country.
Well, there was a Supreme Court case last year involving a somewhat similar ordinance that had categories of signs and regulations based on what type of sign it was. So if it was a political sign or what they deemed to be an ideological sign, that would get different regulations depending on what the sign was used for and the message it sought to convey.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court found that that ordinance was unconstitutional. So what happened was a lot of municipalities went back and revisited their sign ordinances. And it does appear Bedford attempted to do that here, but we don't think they fixed the problem. So Mr. Shaw is a resident of Bedford, and he conveys political and ideological beliefs by posting signs. He's done that for years, and this sign ordinance impedes his ability to do that. And after looking at the sign ordinance, once he brought it to our attention, we viewed it as being unconstitutional. The sort of most egregious portion of the sign ordinance is that it limits residents to only posting one sign on their property and one sign the size of a sheet of paper in their window. And, you know, particularly in election year, we think that's not a reasonable restriction under the First Amendment.
Sam Shaw, who has had his signs up for 20 years, believes that the sign ordinance in Bedford was made specifically to target his signs.
Basically, the sign ordinance in Bedford was just made because of Sam Shaw. There's no one else in the city of Bedford been sued.
He says that he took the signs down last month to avoid paying the penalty for the sign violations, which is $300 per day.
Basically, he just said the new sign ordinance is in effect, and given, I think I got it on the, I don't know, somewhere first of the month, give me till the 18th of October to have all signs removed. And that was done. And then before the 18th, on 19th day of October, there was not the first sign in my yard.
Sam also said that he changes his signs according to his changing beliefs. He also uses the signs to express his opinions, which the local news won't publish.
Sign would be changed periodically, you know. Maybe it just depends on what the situation was. The coming event, I've made signs about memory. I've had signs about happy birthday. I've had a lot of signs that pertain to something coming forth. And you got your news media. They only print what they want to print. You know, I've voiced my opinion through the opinion column of the Times Mail here all the time. And you know, maybe I'll get at least one out of four, maybe even greater, will be turned down. You know, they won't publish them. The things I put out there on a sign would never be published in the Times Mail. They wouldn't even be published if I paid for them. Well, the best way to sign about the signs is, just remember this, whoever, if there would be a sign about an individual, You know, or if they hadn't have done what they'd done, I couldn't write what I write. You know, they had to do something that I felt was needed the attention of the local community.
Although Sam can no longer display his signs, he still has a truck which he uses to drive his signs around. If Sam Shaw's written speech is limited, he says he'll just use a megaphone instead.
Now, not only do I use the signs in my yard, I've got a truck that I built, especially built just to put signs on my truck and drive around town, go to certain meetings. I stand in front of places with a billboard. I've exercised my freedom of speech for years in more than one different way. But the thing now I'll probably have to do, according to what's resolved, I've always used written freedom of speech, but I'm entitled to a verbal freedom of speech. I've got a megaphone if I want to start using it. I've just been discreet about doing that, but it's my First Amendment right.
That was local resident Sam Shaw speaking about a lawsuit challenging the City of Bedford's sign ordinance. The case, Samuel Shaw versus the City of Bedford, Indiana, was filed in U.S. District Court on October 31st.